At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's. You need a perfect graduation gift. Raising Cane's has you covered. Visit a Raising Cane's near you to grab a gift card or go to RaisingCane'sGear.com for an e-gift card. That's Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Wow, we stormed through a Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
We stormed through a Tuesday today.
You will hear from Swim next hour on the drive, but he is concerned about Nebraska in the regional, as he should be.
Yeah,
Arizona State is a terrifying three seed.
Oh, good
I didn't say they're as a team they're not unbeatable, but if that's the three seed in your regional, that is a tough out.
Are we going terrifying
as a three seed? Yes,
they have 106 home runs or whatever it is. That's good. That's good. That gets your attention. I just keep saying Nebraska is going to be very hard to kill on its home field.
That is true.
Now, you and Swim are very concerned about Ole Miss and Arizona State.
Yes. Rightfully so.
Swim came in hot. Apparently, the Arizona State coach thought there's no way we're a three seed. We're going to be a three seed, and here they
disrespected
are.
Arizona State.
Yeah, see how they respond to that. But Nebraska doesn't play them first. They play South Dakota State. And
yes.
That's where the focus is.
It is. 3 p.m.
Will they throw Carson Yasa?
That's the big question. Mm-hmm. They threw Yasa against Michigan, of course, in the Big Ten tournament. He was good. Mm-hmm. Nebraska won the game 6-4. And then Saturday, you know, it wasn't a terrible showing. It got out of hand in the seventh inning of that game to make it 8-0. But it was 3-0 in the seventh for a while before it got out of hand. So, I don't know. We'll see. But, yes, Ole Miss and Arizona State both can hit very well.
If you're a person downtown and you like donuts, come to the ticket. We have plenty of extra donuts.
Right. On that note, one last thing back to baseball for
a second. Well, we do. We have a lot of donuts.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen, you've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized for you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/early break to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/early break. Hims.com/early break. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit Hims.com. Be quite the showing for Nebraska, who is being doubted heavily right now by national people to get out of this regional.
Are they being doubted heavily?
Oh, yeah. I told you, they have the lowest percentage chance for analytics to escape the regional.
47%.
Yeah, that's the lowest of any team hosting a regional.
Okay.
But to knock out an SEC team and a Big 12 team.
Ooh.
Would be, oh, come on.
Ooh.
Come on. Unbelievable.
What? I'm not disrespecting.
The Big 10 has not been a great baseball conference ever. You thank UCLA for coming in and saving the baseball in the conference.
Hey, listen, there's a reason I mean, Arizona State's a 3 seed, right?
They should be a 2 seed.
Well, there's a 3 seed. The fact is, there's a 3 seed.
A poorly seeded 3 seed.
I'm not disrespecting them at all. I just don't. I don't play this game bowing
down. It
sounds
like it.
What?
You thought that finishing third in the Big 12 was somewhat lowly.
I don't know. They finished tied for third in the Big
12. I recall that Oregon finished third in the Big 10 and is hosting a regional
again,
as the 11th seed.
Again, I want to be clear. I'm not disrespecting, but I'm also not crowning, all right? And I'm not just – I'm not
– Fine.
I'm not looking at this like Nebraska has no shot to get out of those games. They do. Beat South Dakota State, though, first, please. And then let's go to roll up your sleeves. They'll get rough. This team responds well to rough. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
They tell me they didn't beat Florida State.
That's why it was still shocking how it went down Saturday.
Tell me they didn't beat Auburn. They beat Auburn the first game of that series.
Crazy game.
Yeah, they took it on the chin the last two. But that's who, by the way, I raised that because they would probably play Auburn in a super. They'd have to, probably. They would go to play Auburn if you look at the way it's set
up. Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Yeah. That'd be tough duty, but let's see what this looks like. God dang.
It's fun to still have baseball to be played, though. Baseball and softball. We're here at end of May, and the seasons are still going for both teams. That's a win.
You know what is a win, too? We got through Tuesday.
Thanks to Rhonda Ravel for coming
Big
in.
Thanks to Rhonda. Tomorrow.
They're flying down at noon today. Flying down to OKC.
Flying down. There's a bus load of support team personnel going. There's a plane following.
That's right.
All right. Now, we'll have a show tomorrow.
We will, as we always do on Wednesdays. That's it for us. The Drive is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.